Hey you, do you want to learn how to design SVG cut files in the amazing Affinity Designer software with expert feedback surrounded by a supportive and loving community of designers? If you said yes, sign up for my free masterclass for more info. Link down below. How are you guys doing today? Most important question. Have you ever heard about the word Kaizen, the practice of Kaizen? Have you ever from anywhere heard about the practice of Kaizen? If not, you definitely want to check out today's live because today that's what we'll be discussing. I am Jav from Cut and Make Crafts. I'm an SVG business coach and I help crafters learn SVG designing in Affinity Designer. I am your Affinity Designer guru. And today I am wearing a vintage coat. I bought this coat more than a decade ago, like around 2011. And I'm so happy that I can still fit in this coat. It's so old, but it fits me perfectly. So today, I'm going to be talking about a very important topic that is going to help all the SVG designers, SVG business owners. It's going to be super, super helpful for you. So let's get started. Now, before I jump into talking about Kaizen, I just want to give you guys a little update, a quick update, what's going on right now in the headquarters. So we are currently working on putting together this amazing, amazing event for Cricut crafters and business owners with 40 plus workshops. Guys, there will be 40 plus workshops for you coming in September to help you master gift making with your Cricut and selling handmade crafts. So I've combined both the things, making gifts and selling your craft in one event. So if you want to get inspired, get a ton, 25 plus super cool gift ideas to make with your Cricut, and you want to learn strategies that you can implement this coming holiday season in your handmade business to make the most amount of money you have ever made, then definitely check out this event. We have business workshops, we have gift making workshops with your everything with your Cricut, and I have some really cool experts that I cannot wait for you guys to check out. We have a Tumblr business coach. She is so cool. I know you guys are so gonna love her because she has a plethora of information on running a Tumblr business, and her business was very much based on Cricut. So you can learn a ton of stuff from her. Her name is Nicole and she's so cool. And secondly, we have another Cricut business owner who has experience in running a very large scale vinyl Cricut based business. She's gonna teach you a ton of tips as well. Her name's Amanda and she's from Australia. And we have an expert to teach you about selling handmade products to wholesale suppliers. So going from selling to individuals, you're going to sell how to sell wholesale, like big, get a big chunk of order that you can sell to boutiques and stuff. So we have one expert coming in for that, how she went from selling handmade items to one-on-one, and she went on selling to big companies. So stay tuned for that. We have a ton of amazing workshops for you. If you haven't signed up, please go and sign up now while the tickets are free. So just visit craftysummits.com to get your free ticket and watch the presentations for free in September. Don't miss out, guys. If you're serious about making some bucks and making some gifts with your Cricut this holiday season. Okay, so let's get back to the topic of today's discussion, which is Kaizen. So the word is, it's actually a Japanese practice, and the word is also obviously Japanese. And I came across this just like last week or something, because I have this good habit. I have one good habit of getting after I get up in the morning, while I am processing the next steps for the day, I like to like lie down for 1 to 2 hours in bed, and that's when I read a couple of articles. I go through some articles that pop up in my feed. So that's how I came across this article talking about the practice of Kaizen, and I was overjoyed. It gave me so much hope, and it gave me so much positive feeling, so many positive feelings about my business after I learned what it was actually about. And that's why I was so excited to share this with you guys. So the concept of Kaizen is to focus on improving things one step at a time. So it focuses on continuous improvement rather than hitting that big chunky goal all at once. And I don't know about you, but for me, it's been like, I feel like a failure so many times. Like, I won't say every day, but it's quite regular that I get this kind of whisper in my head, like, oh my gosh, I'm such a failure. I'm not making 7 figures yet, like all the other successful entrepreneurs. I'm such a big failure. This business is a mistake. I should just shut down everything and just walk away, because I'm not hitting that 7-figure goal as quickly as all these other entrepreneurs. But after I learned, I've found out about the practice of Kaizen, and I read through it, and I feel like, yes, I'm not there yet. I haven't hit that 7-figure mark yet, but I'm definitely making some progress towards it. Like, finally, I can appreciate myself that, yes, I am gonna get there. Even though I haven't been there, I'm still doing pretty good because I'm making small improvements every single day, every single week, every single month. And there's proof for me out there as well, because when I look back 10 years ago, when I started my digital business journey, I was barely making $500 annually. So that was my first couple of years, that was my income, $500 to $1,000 per year, guys. So that's where I was 10 years ago. And now I am making 6 figures after 6 figures. So there has been a change, but it was a slow change. And even now I am changing slowly. I'm improving slowly to get to my business goals, to get to my big chunky 7-figure goal. And to give you some context, a little bit history about the word Kaizen. So the practice of Kaizen actually started with the amazing and my favorite company, car company, Toyota. So Toyota is mainly the main source of this Kaizen practice. That's where it mainly initiated from, although there's some history from ancient Greek, from the times of ancient Greek, where the word was used in some contexts, but mainly it's associated with the practice that Toyota adopted. Because guess what? Toyota wasn't always an auto manufacturer. They were actually, if this is going to blow your mind, they transitioned from a textile company to an auto manufacturer company using the practice of Kaizen. How many of you guys have a Toyota? We have a Lexus. And ever since my dad used to work in Toyota as well. So I have like a long-term relationship, a good relationship with Toyota. there is no other car that I would buy other than Lexus or Toyota. So just continuing the legacy that my dad left behind. So I am a huge fan of Toyota. So let me know in the comments, how many of you guys have a Toyota or a Lexus? So anyway, so that's how the word started. That's how the practice of Kaizen started becoming popular, because Toyota was the one who started implementing it. And the word has such a good meaning. It means good change. It literally means good change. And there's such a positive connotation attached to it, guys. So what they did, what Toyota did, was they made small changes every single day. And every week there was something new. Every month there was something new. And by the end of the year, they had completely transformed into something totally different. And slowly and gradually, they went from selling textile to selling cars. Like, wow. So the main reason I wanted to bring up this topic with you guys today is because oftentimes this happens in the SVG design world. Like, I see a lot of designers, they start with this amazing energy, like, oh my gosh, I am going to make full-time income from SVGs. I'm going to supplement my day job and maybe I'm going to make some extra cash. But a couple of days in or a couple of months in, they tend that energy just dies off because they haven't hit that income goal, right? I know we have a lot of SVG designers here, so just raise your hands if you feel like this is relatable. So a lot of times people start their shops with such big energy, but they eventually feel frustrated, they feel heartbroken because they're not seeing any big changes in their shop. They're not seeing any big jumps in numbers, in sales. And eventually people just tend to give up, like, this is not going to work out, this is a scam, the market is too saturated, blah, 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 blah. So what I my suggestion is that this is where you need to think about the practice of Kaizen, making small changes, making continuous improvement, rather than just fully focusing on that big chunky goal, right? So focus on improving your shop 1% at a time, 1% every single day. So ask yourself, what is one small change for the better that I can make to my shop, to my SVG designs, that I will eventually start hitting that income goal? So the best thing to do in a situation like this is to reach out to an expert, someone who has the experience of selling online, of selling designs, of selling products online, and ask for their feedback. What can I do in my shop to improve my sales, to improve my designs? And we have this kind of support inside our community, our paid community. If you sign up for my business program or any of my courses, we provide feedback inside the group to all our students whenever they need it. Like, anybody can just come in and ask for feedback on their designs, on their shop. I also do one-on-one coaching sessions where I provide one-on-one personal feedback to improve your shop so you can start getting more sales. And that's inside my VIP group. So it's focus on one single improvement. So reach out to people who can help you out and then go in and make those small changes. Make those changes for the better every single day. And it doesn't mean that you have to forget about your big chunky goal. No, you need to keep that in mind as well. Like, eventually I want to hit that goal. But until then, I am going to not feel bad about it. I'm not going to beat myself up for not hitting that goal. I'm going to make small changes so I eventually hit that income goal. So for me, even though I haven't hit that seven-figure goal yet, I know I'm going to get there because I've just implemented a new business strategy. Hello, Summit. So, which I wasn't using all these years, right? I've improved something. I've implemented a new good strategy that actually works, that is a successful strategy, which will eventually help me in reaching that goal. And just to give you the example of summits, like this is going to be my fourth summit. And I noticed that for the first couple of my summits, I wasn't hitting that conversion rate. Excuse me. So that conversion rate was very low. But now for this summit, after I went through all the things that I've done, after I analyzed my results, I made some certain changes to this summit, and now the conversion rate has doubled. Which makes me so happy, and which just brings us back to all the discussion that we had in today's live, which is making small improvements every single day, every single week, every single month, so you can eventually hit that goal, that big chunky goal that you have been wanting to. Like, for example, if you want to run a marathon, you're going to start with probably a couple of steps, maybe 500 meters, then 1K, and then you're going to go up from there, 2K, 3K, 4K, and eventually you can run a complete marathon, right? So it's one step at a time. And same thing goes when you are trying to put on muscle, right? So I do a lot of workout, and I'm trying to build my muscle, I'm trying to build my leg muscles. So it takes a lot of tiny workouts to eventually get to that point. So for example, when I started working out, just picking up a 10 kg dumbbell was so difficult for me. But now I have improved so much along all those years or all those days that now I can easily pick up around 65 kg, around 60 kg. So that's what Kaizen is all about. Small, continuous changes. So to summarize what we discussed today, first and foremost, don't lose hope if you haven't reached that income goal yet. Focus on continuous improvement. And thirdly, ask yourself, how can I improve my business by 1%? Or if you can do 1%, 0.1%. Just focus on that question. How can I improve? And trust me, it's going to help you so much in showing up in your business and doing better for your business. So I think that is pretty much from my side. I would highly, highly recommend you guys to go and read more about this practice of Kaizen. And don't forget to sign up for this free event, Gifts and Business with Cricut, where you're going to learn from 40 different workshops how to make super cool gifts and how to sell your projects this holiday season so you can make some extra cash. So a couple of things I've been working on behind the scenes for the workshop. So just I still have to do the tutorial for this. Made some photo ornament box that I think I showed you guys earlier as well. Here it is. It turned out so pretty. We got an ornament box, and this is the photo ornament box. It's so cute. You can just hang it somewhere. I love how this turned out. And we have so many more projects. They're not complete yet. We're working on the videos, putting together the videos. So don't miss out this amazing event. Go and sign up now. And lastly, if you want to learn how to design SVGs in Affinity Designer, I am your go-to girl. Sign up for my free masterclass to learn SVG designing in Affinity Designer via the link in my bio. All right, so thank you guys so much for joining. It's about midnight here. It's 12 a.m. and I'm working late today. So that's it for me for now. I'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye. Lastly, if you want to learn how to make gorgeous SVG cut files in Affinity Designer, be sure to check out my free masterclass via the link below.